KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The boys' state baseball tournament got underway with 1A and games first round action yesterday up in Carroll. In the quarterfinal round, the number two seeded St. Albert Falcons were a winner as they posted a 9-3 win over Lisbon in a 1A state quarterfinal yesterday afternoon as they pounded out 14 hits and scored four times in the sixth inning to notch that game away. Colton Brennan had three hits, and Cy Patterson, Isaac Sherrill each with a couple of hits yesterday. Jackson Lennon drove in two runs for the Falcons as they improved to 33-8 on the season with that 9-3 win over Lisbon. Well, Tri-Center fell 8-6 to Albernette in a first-round 1A game yesterday. Pitcher Leighton Nelson suffering his first loss of the season. He did toss six innings, allowing six runs on nine hits and striking out a number of players for the Trojans in that 8-6 loss. Reed Stallman led Albernette with a big game with a two-run double and a three-run homer as Tri-Center ends their year at 28-3. The other first-round games yesterday saw Remsen St. Mary's beat Grundy Center in five innings, 14-0, and Lansing Key edging New London 4-3. Now, today's action at the state baseball tournament continues in Carroll with 2A quarterfinals. Among the games today, Unity Christian makes its second-ever appearance at the state baseball tournament today as they'll face off against Clarinda in a Class 2A quarterfinal. The trip to Carroll features seven seniors that Unity coach Marlon Schoonhaven says his team has been working toward this for a long time.
I had the feeling already when these guys were eighth graders, freshmen, they were a pretty special group because, baseball was probably their favorite sport for a majority of these guys, especially the seven seniors that are on this team.
Schoonhaven says Clarinda is a solid team.
They just know what they can do, and they don't try to do more than that. They take advantage of what the defense will give them. I know they like to run. A couple kids have over, one has 30, and I think another one has 24 stolen bases on the years.
Clarinda, the number five seed. That game starting at 11 o'clock this morning. That'll be followed by top-seeded Van Meter playing Davis County at 1:30. Comanche will play Denver at 4:30. Centerville faces New Hampton at 7 tonight. Now, game times at both sites of the 2021 Iowa High School Athletic Association State Baseball Tournament will be adjusted tomorrow due to the forecasted heat indexes in Carroll and Iowa City. The early session at both locations will begin at 10 a.m. with the second game to follow at noon. The late sessions will be scheduled for a 6 p.m. start with the following game at 8 p.m. And there'll be at least 40 minutes between games during each session. In Carroll, both Class 1A and 2A are scheduled to play their semifinals Wednesday. Class 3A will open their tournament in Iowa City with their quarterfinal round contests. Games were previously scheduled for 11 a.m. starts for early sessions and 4:30 at Carroll and 5 in Iowa City for the late sessions. Tickets already purchased remain good for those updated times. And that updated schedule currently is only for the Wednesday games tomorrow. Well, the Rolling Valley Conference announced its all-conference baseball selections for this just-completed season. Among the first team picks, Quentin Culbertson of Coon Rapids Bayard and Lane Speaker of Cam, the pitchers on the first team. The catchers, Colby Rich of Cam. Infielders include Joe Kaufman of Cam, Corey Bantam of Woodbine, Mason King of West Harrison, and Will Regaler of Arweva. The outfielders include Cam's Connor McKee, Easton Hayes of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Gabe Gilgan of West Harrison, and the utility picks Lance Clayburgh of Coon Rapids Bayard and Cooper Cook of Arweva. Among the second team selections are pitchers Landon Bengden of Woodbine and Tyler Kingery of Exira EHK, catcher Aaron McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard, infielders Josh Ramirez of Coon Rapids Bayard, Sage Evans of West Harrison, and Trey Peterson of Exira EHK. Outfielders include Gabe Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard, Clay Roberts of Bowyer Valley, and Mark Lynch of Glidden-Ralston. The utility picks Cade Tickner of Cam, Connor Kirsch of Arweva, and Jesse Soma of Bowyer Valley. Western Iowa Conference also announced its all-conference selections for the year. On the baseball side, first-team Western Iowa Conference picks include Blake Hall of Underwood, Jackson Schumacher of Trainer, Trent Koziel of Tri-Center, Leighton Nelson of Tri-Center, Alec Fichter of Missouri Valley, Jack Van Fossen of Underwood, Joe Hedger of Logan Magnolia, Mason Rohash of Tri-Center, Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia, Blake Holst of AHSTW, Brett McGee of Tri-Center, Max Nielsen of IKM Manning, and Ethan Reeks of Riverside. Among the second-team selections for the baseball all-conference squad in the Western Iowa Conference are Justice Weirs of Tri-Center, Brock Wallace of Trainer, Mason Boothby of Underwood, Ethan Clucky of Audubon, Jacob Fetter of Logan Magnolia, Connor Richards of IKM Manning, Cody Gilpin of Missouri Valley, Tyler Boothby of Underwood, also Jackson Johnson of Tri-Center, Caden Snyder of Trainer, Eddie Valchik of Riverside, and Eli Fouts of Missouri Valley. Now, the Western Iowa Conference also announced its all-conference softball picks for the year. First team selections include Erica Reif of Logan Magnolia, Ella Pierce of Underwood, Kenna Ford of Riverside, Abby Hyatt of Logan Magnolia, Maddie Pierce of Underwood, Stella Umphreys of Trainer, Kaylee Jones of AHSTW, Jaden Huseman of Trainer, Allie Myers of AHSTW, McKenna Gertz of Logan Magnolia, Taylor Nelson of Underwood, Hannah Tiggison of Audubon, and Zoe Melton of IKM Manning. Second team selections include Callie Earlmeyer of Audubon, Olivia Haynes of Missouri Valley, Ashlyn Doyle of Logan Magnolia, Morgan Heine of Riverside, Natalie Hagedon of AHSTW, Mackenzie Brewer of Tri-Center, Sydney Beamer of Audubon, Ellie Henderson of Riverside, Allie Robertson of Underwood, Caitlin Nielsen of Audubon, Katie Messerschmidt of Riverside, Rachel Kinsella of Trainer, and Audrey Cole of Missouri Valley make up the second team squad. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Royals were winners over the White Sox in an AL Central showdown. 4-3, KC the winner. Braves beat the Mets 2-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. Mets 1-0 winners in the second game. Phillies beat the Nationals 6-5. Red Sox over the Blue Jays 5-4. Cubs beat the Reds 6-5. Twins 6-5 over the Tigers. Angels beat the Rockies 6-2. Mariners over the Astros 11-8. The A's have made their first upgrade of the deadline season as they acquired veteran left-handed reliever Andrew Chafin from the Cubs in exchange for minor league outfielder Greg Diekman and minor league right-hander Daniel Palencia. Club made that announcement last night. Chafin, the lefty, has a 2.06 ERA with a 24.7% strikeout rate, an 8% walk rate, and a 50% ground ball rate in 39 and a third innings. Also, the Yankees announced Monday they've acquired right-handed reliever Clay Holmes from the Pirates in exchange for minor league infielders Diego Castillo and Hoy Jun Park. Oklahoma and Texas took the first formal step Monday toward moving to the Southeastern Conference and leaving the Big 12 behind. The only schools to win college football national championships during the Big 12's 27-year history notified the conference they would not be renewing an agreement that binds its members through 2025. In a joint statement, the schools made no mention of the SEC and said the universities intend to honor their existing grant of rights agreements. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard is urging Cyclone fans not to panic as a new round of conference realignment begins. Pollard released a pre-recorded message to fans after Texas and Oklahoma took the first step in their eventual exit from the Big 12 conference.
Our industry is in a complete state of flux. And quite frankly, every institution should be evaluating where they are and how things are going to look as this landscape continues to change, from the Supreme Court ruling to the NIL to the NCAA and to the college football playoff.
Pollard believes the Big 12 will remain intact through 2025, which gives them plenty of time to explore options.
Although it's fun and it's interesting to get caught up in all the rumors, this is one more time where taking a step back and having patience and understanding that this is not going to be solved anytime soon.
Pollard says he believes Texas and Oklahoma will remain in the conference through 2025. And the Iowa Shrine Bowl was played on Saturday afternoon at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. That all-star game featuring Iowa's best senior high school football players was back this year after missing last year due to the pandemic. The North squad, led by Iowa's recruits Cooper DeGene and of OABCIG and Max White of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, picked up the victory in the contest 52-24. DeGene hit White for the opening touchdown of the game with a throw to the flat that turned into a 51-yard score. DeGene would later complete a 60-yard touchdown pass to Tay Norman of Waterloo West. Washington quarterback Trayshawn Willis was named offensive MVP for the South and orchestrated a 60-yard scoring drive early that he finished off with a 1-yard score. That event provides a showcase for Iowa's best seniors and benefits the Shriners Hospital for Children. That's a check of sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.